fun. Enter it now.
Trending now.
This update is presented by BioNTech and Pfizer. The Torrey Pines, the Farmers Insurance Open out at Torrey Pines is underway. Beautiful looking day on the golf course. It is a tied up leaderboard at the top. Everyone's at 5 under par or 6 under par. In the NFL, Rob Gronkowski saying earlier today that if he had to choose today what he was going to do with the rest of his career, he would retire today. And the votes are in the MLB. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens left off the ballot for the Hall of Fame. David Ortiz, Big Papi, did make it as a first ballot Hall of Famer. Aztecs in Logan, Utah tonight. Game is going to tip off at 7:30. Our pregame coverage against Utah State will start at 7 o'clock with John Schaefer and the pregame show. Come rain or shine, high winds or mild breezes, blue skies are gray. It's a great time to consider getting vaccinated against COVID-19. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Earlier on the Darren Smith Show.
It was 1994. I lived in Unit B at Padres Gardens. There was a famous Party Marty that frequented McGregor's. Am I listening to the Party Marty on Extra 1360?
Welcome to the Darren Smith Show.
This is the big one, boys. This is the one that brings us back.
Soon, AM radio will reign king once more.
Oh, yes. Now, here's Darren.
We love you. We love you forever and ever.
On Extra 1360.
All right, hour number three, Extra 1360. We're with you to John and Jim coming up a little later on this afternoon. It's the first day of the Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines. Your leader still out on the course, Cam Davis. Cam Davis from New Zealand played the North course today. He's 6 under par. He's tied with Michael Thompson and Ryan Palmer and Billy Horschel, all at 6 under par. So a four-way tie for the lead. 5 under par, Luke List, Aaron Wise, Ricky Fowler. Good to see Fowler there playing the North course today. But those who played on the South course, Luke List, Justin Thomas, 5 under par, a shot back. The U.S. Open champ played the South course today. He's at 4 under par, John Rahm. So you have to parse through this a little bit. All I know is it looks spectacular on television. And if you're making your way from Torrey Pines, if you're driving away, probably was even better in person, like we heard yesterday from the CEO of the Farmers Insurance Open, Marty Gorsuch. I have a 4-pack of tickets to give away. San Diego State basketball is going to play tonight. They're playing tonight at Utah State. They're going to be playing Monday at home, and I have a 4-pack of tickets to see the Aztecs taking on New Mexico Monday night at Viejas Arena, 7 p.m. Tickets available for purchase at aztecscout.com. I said, how should we give these away? And Ben Fletcher said, I hope nobody takes offense to this. Ben Fletcher said, who is your favorite current San Diego State Aztec basketball player? We'll go by that player's number. And then we all had to like search for the numerical roster and see who it was. So, caller number 5, 844-570-1360. You have to not only be caller 5, but you got to know who the player is. How about that? So I realized that's sort of mixing it up because it'd be 5 or 6. He was in the highlight video just a day or two ago. I can give you the name if you want, just to make it simple. 844-570-1360. Let's say hello to Steve Sands of the Golf Channel and NBC Sports. Steve Sands, who we just saw on television not 30 minutes ago. He's wearing a blue quarter zip. Has the Golf Channel NBC Sports logo. He was there with Sir Nick Faldo. That's some royalty that Steve Sands, that Nick Faldo sitting next to. Game recognizes game. Steve Sands here to join us on Extra 1360. Good afternoon, Steve. It's Darren. How are you?
I'm doing great, Darren. There was one piece of royalty in that booth. By the way, I don't know how you saw me on TV about a half hour ago because I'm still sitting at the bar at Rocky's having a burger and a couple of beers waiting on you and Marty to show up for Monday night when I landed.
Oh, I knew that was coming. We said, hey, you're coming to town. We're going to get together. We're going to meet up. And we get a picture of Rockies. And you're like, hey, I'm here, everybody. And I don't know what Marty was doing. I know I was still in the middle of my work day. And we felt bad. Now, I don't feel that bad because you were at Rockies. It's not like we left you at the terminal. But how was it?
You should feel bad. You stiffed me. Marty, you stiffed me.
Hey, Marty really stiffed you more than I did. Marty lives like a block from there. So, you know, I live in a totally different part of the county.
Done with both of you guys.
No, you're not.
It's a radio show only, man. That's
you can't it. Quit us. You can't quit us.
Right. You can't quit you guys.
How was it? That was Rocky's.
Oh, man. Rocky's is spectacular. My man Mikey wasn't behind the bar that night, but I'm sure he will be the rest of the week. The burger's fantastic. The beers are cold. They had the Caps game on. What's better than West Coast sports? If you're an East Coast guy,
sucks.
You land at about 3:30 in the afternoon. You head right to Rockies. You walk in at about 4:20, and the Caps game's already on. How great is that?
Oh, I know. That East Coast living, it blows once you live out here. You'll never want to live on the East Coast again and stay up to midnight watching these sporting events.
It's fantastic. I love it. Now, Rockies is a great spot. I'll see you guys later in the week.
Yes, we will.
Is today your wedding anniversary today?
It is. 4 years ago today.
Happy anniversary.
Appreciate that. 4 years ago today in Puerto Vallarta, getting set to exchange.
Wow, you know what? It's amazing. I'm going to have to call you later this year. They just moved the Mexico Championship, a PGA Tour stop in Mexico, from Mexico City, which is a fabulous place. I've been going there the last few years. They moved it to Puerto Vallarta.
I love Never both been. Those cities. We vacation regularly in Puerto Vallarta, so I can give you all sorts of great advice if you're making your way there.
Yeah, see that? You'll show up for Puerto Vallarta, but not in your hometown of San Diego.
I'll see you later this week. Come on. You're gotcha. Giving me a hard time
you.
About that.
I got you.
How many times have you been to Rockies, by the way? You've been here since Monday.
If the over-under was 1.5, what would you say?
I would say over.
Okay. You might want to table limit the over.
I know how you roll, Sands. Everybody thinks you're going to go highfalutin into La Jolla. You want to put on some flip-flops and a pair of shorts.
I put on some flip-flops last night, had a little sushi in La Jolla, and I text Marty afterwards and said, would you like to meet for a beer? She said, no. I said, all right. So I went to Rockies and had one, and that was it.
Boy, you're getting shined by this show.
By the way, I believe the quote from Marty was, there's no way you could stop at one.
And?
I had one. That's it.
One what? One six-pack?
One beer. No. I was driving. One beer.
All right. Well, hey, I feel like we're doing a terrible job at hospitality with you in our fine city.
No, God, you guys are the best. Don't be silly.
This place looks so good on television. I don't know what sort of high definition you people have, but it's a beautiful place. It's a stunning place for anybody who's ever been there. And yet somehow it looks even more magnificent on television. How do you guys do it?
It's so nice here, especially when there's no marine layer and you have blue skies like you have this, today, and the rest of the week is supposed to be like this. It's just so pretty. The cliffs are gorgeous. The Pacific looks great. You look all the way down into La Jolla. When you look south, the golf courses are in great shape. Everything about this place is just fabulous. And we love coming out here. I'm so glad to be back out here. Was here in June with you guys for the U.S. Open, but it's been a long time since I covered the Farmers Insurance Open. So it's spectacular. The guys love it, Darren. Everybody feels good when they arrive here. In San Diego, it's an awesome spot.
And this is something I'm sure you're getting used to as you travel around, as you cover golf. Steve Sands of the Golf Channel and NBC Sports joining us. But, I know it's 2 years, but it's been a long 2 years since there were fans in attendance. They had limited fan capacity for the U.S. Open. But for the Farmers, they had no fans last year. I wonder just what you've observed just seeing people back on the golf course at Torrey.
Just a massive difference. The energy, the tense nature of that kind of palpable buzz whenever fans are kind of murmuring, after a great shot, before a big shot's coming, the reaction from the fans whenever something happens, the players feel it, they feed off of it, Darren. You know that. I mean, you deal with all kinds of athletes. Every athlete I've spoken to in every sport in the last 2 years have said the same thing. You got to have fans. We miss the fans. We miss the energy. Even the ones who are booing and jeering and getting screamed at, they that's what they do. This is what they do. This is how they make a living. And this is how they go about their business. They're not used to playing in silence. They're not used to hitting great shots and hearing no clapping. They're not used to being on the first tee and being announced and not being, cheered or jeered or, those kinds of things. So without the fans, in my opinion, sports can't exist. It's just not good. It doesn't look right. It doesn't sound right. It doesn't feel right. And to have the fans back here, this place will be pumping, especially on Saturday. You lose one weekend day because of the AFC and NFC championship games. It's better for golf, better for the tournament, better for the players, better for farmers. But for the fans here who have to work through the week, you'll still get Saturday, and this place will be jumping, especially if the leaderboard stays as strong as it is now.
Oh, come on. People will figure out a way to take a day off. There's a lot of business being done out there at Torrey Pines. Don't you know people go out there, the billboards all across San Diego County say, work from Torrey, hashtag WFT, work from Torrey. So people are getting jobs done out there.
Listen, I am a big believer in happy hour, and it doesn't matter what time it starts. So come on out here and enjoy yourself.
All right. People are closing business deals out there on the North and the South course today.
They should be.
What do you think? Like you said, so much of this is obviously television. And Marty Gorsuch, who's the CEO of the tournament, he's a buddy. And you know, he and I have talked a couple of times on and off the air about their approach. I mean, maybe they could have found a different date, right? I don't know what options presented themselves, but I think this is really clever. To even though you lose a weekend day, to make the most of this situation, to have it start today, and then have your weekend be Friday, Saturday. But it also, Sansi, puts you into prime time, which I think is really, really great real estate. I don't know that it's a Sunday by itself, but it's really good real estate to be in prime time on Friday and then again on Saturday. What do the players have to say about the altered schedule?
I think the players... I don't think the players care so much about what day it starts, what day it ends. I think they have an understanding, however, for them competitively, I don't think it matters. I think they do have a wide understanding, a vast knowledge of sports, and they understand that football just dominates, Darren. I mean, look at the ratings. Now, we had four freak show great games last weekend, but it doesn't matter. The ratings in the NFL dwarf every single sport. They dwarf almost everything television-wise in America. So if you have an opportunity, like the PGA Tour does, to get away from the biggest weekend of the year viewing-wise, which is the divisional weekend, four big games, Saturday and Sunday having a pair, and then on Sunday of the AFC and NFC Championship game day, why would you want to go head-to-head against them? Give farmers its biggest exposure. Give the players and their sponsors a chance to perform, compete, and get the exposure, and also just give the audience a chance to not have to be splintered. You know, I got a couple of TVs upstairs in my house because I'm a sports wacko, but, you know, I have a chance to watch the golf and the football. But why would you want to go head-to-head against the NFL right. If you don't have to?
Well, plus, I mean, it's competition in its own network. You'd also get bumped right off CBS, so who knows where you'd even be broadcasting.
Exactly. There's just no reason, if you don't have to, why would you want to go head-to-head against the NFL? It's just, especially in the playoffs, it's just they own a day of the week, and last weekend they own 2 days. It doesn't mean anything about the American Express and Hudson Swafford winning last week. It's just that nobody got a chance to see it because we were all watching football. This week will be different. This week the audience on Saturday on Golf Channel and on CBS should be really, really hot. It should be a great, great rating. And isn't that, you know, good for business, good for farmers, good for the fans, good for TV, good for the players, good for everybody.
Good for golf, too, on a Friday night on the East Coast to have this event in prime time with all the scenery at Torrey Pines, I think is an absolute home run from this crew, from this team that put this up. Tell us, take us behind the curtain. Are they watching football in the broadcast booth on a Sunday? Come on, you know what goes on up in that tower.
Perhaps there's an iPad or two or maybe even a set television. When we were in Hawaii, it was wild card weekend.
Right.
The first weekend we were in Hawaii at Kapalua, it was week 17 or week 18, I guess, 17th game of the season. And the second week we were in Hawaii was wild card weekend. So like the divisional playoffs, there are a couple of games, you know, on Saturday and Sunday. Actually, this year there were three on Sunday. So we were in the booth the whole time. And, you know, don't tell the boss or anything, but yeah, one of the TVs was certainly on football. How could it not be? I mean, everybody's a sports fan.
Of course. I mean, you see this during baseball games, too, when they show a shot of the booth. They always have a football game on in the background if there's one being played.
What you don't want to do is get it. The iPad or the TV can't be tilted a certain way because if they can see the reflection in the glass of football when we're on camera, that's not good. And the bosses get upset.
How about this guy? I mean, how about Steve Sands, by the way? I mean, how great is his life? Yeah, back when we were in Kapalua a couple weeks ago, you know, back-to-back weeks out in Hawaii. What a life. What a gig you got.
Darren, hold on. I don't mean to interrupt you. You live in San Diego.
What a gig you got.
Shut your trap.
What a gig you got, man.
Shut your trap. By the way, you live in San Diego.
Oh, I know. And believe me, I'm puffing my chest out this week because this event on television makes everybody go, imagine what it must be like to live in that city. And I'm like, yeah, I do. I know what it's like. I go to Rockies and I watch golf at Torrey Pines. By the way,
and you blow off friends.
How irritated are you that Nance insists on calling this final round on Saturday? Why can't they let Steve Sands, who's there, be in the booth? Go ahead, let it out on Nance here on the radio.
First of all, Jim's a legend. He can do whatever he wants. He's a friend. He's a mentor.
Come on.
He's someone I've looked up to in this business forever. I would love to call it, but it's Jim Nance's call, and as it should be.
Nance isn't even there. He's going to be in Kansas City. Come on, this should be Steve Sands calling it this weekend.
Listen, I'm just hoping for his sake and everybody at CBS's sake, and Fox for that matter too, that the games this Sunday are even remotely close to what the games were like last Saturday and Sunday. So we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, Jim's the best. I know where you're going there, Dan.
Come on. I mean, Nance can't give you one week to do this, one tournament. He's got to call it off.
I love Jim. He earned the right to do this one. He's more than happy to do it.
Can you take Sir Nick Faldo with you to Rockies when we meet later this week? Because I love Nick Faldo, and I've never met him.
I'm not kidding you. We were in the booth, and we were talking about places to eat here. And I said, have you had a burger at Rockies yet? And they're like, everybody's looking at me like, what? Where's that? I said, it's in PB, and it's a great spot, and kind of like a little dive bar, beer, I think wine maybe. I'm not a wine guy, but beer and burgers and fries, and that's it. I said, it's a great spot. And Nick goes, how good's the burger? I said, it's not good. The burger's great. He goes, ooh, I'm going to have to try that.
Oh, man. Can he come with us when we're scheduled to meet at an undisclosed time and date?
My guess would be no.
You guys don't hang off the course?
My guess would be no, but you never know with Faldo. If I tell him how great the burger is again, then maybe he'll post.
Okay, I'll buy.
No, please, you'll buy. You never buy.
I'm buying. I already put my money down, so we're good.
Arms. I mean, you're Terrell Owens going across the middle with alligator arms. Come on.
All right. We should probably spend a second on the tournament here.
Deep pockets, short arms, man. Great gig.
Usual, same as it ever is at the Farmers Insurance Open. You got a lot of scores here, and most of them are coming off the north course. So standard operating procedure, we're seeing low scores coming off the north, which always makes me look at who from the south is posting. Luke List, Justin Thomas for a while there. I saw John Rahm. So what do you make of early returns out there at the Farmers Insurance Open?
Yeah, huge advantage, Darren, if you play well the first 2 days on the south course. You play both courses, one day, one the next day. But if you play well on the south, which is much more difficult than the north, then you're off to a great head start. So, you know, you take a guy like Justin Thomas, John Rahm, Dustin Johnson. They made the turn, and they were 5, 4, and 3 under par on the south. That bodes really well for them because they should be able to attack the north course tomorrow. Now, the north is not like it used to be. The north is not as easy as it used to play, but it is a much easier track than the south. So I think that if you play well on the south like those three have, like Luke List has, I think you have a massive advantage because tomorrow the weather's supposed to be the exact same and you should be able to go relatively low on the north.
Most people who listen, even if they're not a golf fan, they will know the names that we've mentioned here, but maybe Luke List is one. I don't know much about him myself. What's the deal on him?
You know, he's one of those guys, he's got a lot of power, he's got a lot of game, but he's never put it together in one. And we talked about this before, Darren, on and off the air. It's so hard to win at the highest level in this sport. It's so hard to win in any sport. In golf in particular, when you put yourself in position, that's the key. Give yourself the opportunities, and at some point, you're going to bust through. He hasn't given himself enough opportunities. He's been there a few times, and he hasn't quite gotten to the finish line, but Luke List is definitely, amongst his peers, definitely on the short list, Darren, say top 10 or 15 guys on tour who has yet to get a win. I think Luke is ripe to get one. It just has to be his week. He just needs to put himself in position, keep his poise, and then finish one off.
It's a really good field, huh? 6 of the top 10, 3 of the 4 major winners from last year. That's a good field that they got in San Diego this week.
Best of the year, best of the season. There are a lot of stars here, a lot of horsepower here, and as it should be. I mean, this is a, a storied venue, a great tournament. And the field reflects that. It's fantastic. I'm happy for everybody here in San Diego. It's great.
All right. Now, you're done with television for the day?
I am done. I'm actually going to grab a sandwich here at the Trader Port and go for a run this afternoon, take a shower, and then who knows?
Take a shower, huh?
It's Wednesday. Yeah, well, you got to take a shower after. Yeah, that's right. It's Wednesday. It's time to take a shower. Yeah, I go for a run somewhere in some pretty place in San Diego, get a little sweat going, and then see what the night brings.
All right, the telecast, I'm telling you. We're in studio. I've been watching all day. It's amazing. It's spectacular. Your producers, your directors, your camera people, they're phenomenal. You guys are okay. They're great. They're just so good at showcasing this event, showcasing this city. Look forward to seeing you. We'll see you in a couple days. Thank you, as always, for doing this.
Anytime, buddy. And I'm just busting your chops. Happy anniversary. Enjoy your night tonight.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you. Steve Sands, everybody. Golf Channel, NBC Sports. How about that? We might have just raised the ante a little bit that we get Sir Nick Faldo joining us over at Rockies. I don't know. Has it ever hosted royalty before? Somebody who's actually been knighted by the Queen? Has that ever happened at Rockies? I don't know the answer. Maybe we can find out. That's great news. Sands getting it done. Spreading the gospel of Rockies inside of the tower on the golf course. Man. Love that. Do love that. It's great. It's good television. It's a good tournament. It's a really, really good tournament. Coming up, get some TV listings in here. Still plenty to talk about. Plenty of texts have come in since the official conclusion of the text contest.
That's radio station. Trending now.
This update is presented by BioNTech and Pfizer. Starting off, Farmers Insurance Open out of Torrey Pines is underway. Leaderboard is slammed with some top talent around the world. It is a beautiful day out at Torrey Pines. Hall of Fame, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens will not get in. The baseball voters said no to them too in their final year of eligibility. But David Ortiz will get in as a first ballot Hall of Famer. Good for Big Poppy. Aztecs in Logan, Utah tonight to take on Utah State. Our pregame coverage will start at 7 o'clock with John Schaefer, and Ted Leitner will have the tip-off at 7:30. Bucks tied in. Rob Gronkowski telling media today that if he was forced to make a decision today, he would retire. And former Saints head coach Sean Payton officially stepping away from New Orleans yesterday. In his press conference, he said that coaching is not in his heart right now, but he doesn't like the word retirement. Sean definitely left the door open for a return to coaching yesterday in his press conference. Come rain or shine, high winds or mild breezes, blue skies or gray, it's a great time to consider getting vaccinated against COVID-19. Sponsored by
okay.
Well,
I've got it.
You gave us a great gift that we used.
Oh, the diffuser.
And we bought another diffuser.
Oh, very nice. Okay. Yes. Does it have all the same fancy colors?
Yes. We love the air diffuser.
That's
we feel
great.
Like one room isn't sufficient.
What's the go-to fragrance? Because I was picking the lavender.
We go for good ovaries in our house.
What?
We're looking for the mixture that provides good ovaries. I think that's peppermint, orange, and some other one.
I didn't. Okay. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
858. What time did Steve Sands say to walk into Rockies?
Yeah,
I don't know if he said what time or what day.
No, it's very
secret.
If you
just want to go to Rockies and sit there, chances are you might see us walk in.
At some point. It's a great bet. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. 858. A little bit of breaking Padres news. Padres have hired Mike Shildt as player development consultant.
Was that breaking? I thought that was.
It happened today.
I thought they did it like months ago. No?
I thought it was today.
No, I thought this. Why did I think that the Mike Shildt thing happened like a long time ago? No?
I don't remember that. I don't remember that.
Right.
Now, they've hired a couple of consultants. They've hired a coaching consultant.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Former manager of the Reds, whose name escapes me at the second.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've hired Mike Shildt, who's a good baseball man, who, by the way, didn't he come from player development in St. Louis? Isn't that how he found himself in the manager's role with the St. Louis Cardinals? I'm pretty sure I have that right. 619, is Ernie Martinez on the leaderboard yet? That guy shoots par at Torrey. Did not know that. Didn't know that at all. And then now everybody's chiming in with where their favorite burger joint is.
Oh, boy.
So I'm sure they're all great burgers. Uh-huh. I'm sure they're all tremendous burgers. I could tell you a good burger joint in IB if you'd like. Shout out to the IB Forum. Their owner, Matt. Great dude. All right. We all have our favorites. There's lots of good burgers in town. Steve Sands, when he shows up, he likes going to Rockies. I don't know what you want us to say.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll
great
be
spot.
There.
I can walk there usually.
Usually.
Yes. Sometimes I ride my bike.
858, I don't know that this is true. Jackson Mahomes?
Oh, that's the brother.
And his champagne-spraying girlfriend.
That's not his girlfriend. I mean,
are quickly causing football fans to hate the Chiefs. Now, wait a minute.
The Jackson Mahomes is...
Is that...
That's the younger brother. Yeah.
Well, who was spraying the champagne? Was that Patrick's?
It's Patrick's wife.
His girl.
His fiance.
Fiance. Mm-hmm. They're engaged.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Again, this is like, I feel like this is Jim's back page. Right? Is this like a Jim's
this
back page?
This was Jim's back page yesterday, actually.
Was it? Yeah. I'm saying like this seems to be in Jim's like, wheelhouse more.
Jackson
than mine.
Mahomes has gotten himself kicked out of a bar in Kansas City
for
being obnoxious.
Yes.
You know, things like that. And he does some weird things on TikTok. He's a kid. So whatever. I don't think
sounds
anything...
a little entitled.
Yeah, I would think so. Just doing some weird things. So yeah. Needs to grow up.
Some good advice here from a 619 number. Darren, don't do gifts for anniversary, only Christmas and birthday, really. No flowers. Guess you're not the romantic type. 28 years married, counting. Still flowers, card, no gifts, though.
But it's just the gift wasn't a gift for one person. It's a joint gift because you're both going to use a diffuser. It's a gift for you and the cat.
I'll find some flowers.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's great. That's great, though. But you, how about a bird of paradise bouquet?
We already have birds of paradise.
Oh, well then. No, it's a great gift. Right?
TV tonight, Knicks and Heat, 4:30 p.m. on ESPN. Mm-hmm. Suns and Jazz, 7 o'clock, ESPN doubleheader. Training Day, 6:30 p.m. on BET. Denzel Washington, an Oscar-winning performance. Riveting crime drama. Frighteningly convincing as a corrupt undercover L.A. cop who tutors an idealistic rookie. Animals with Cameras, a nature miniseries. I've watched this show. They have a bunch of animals that are made to look like real animals, but they put cameras in their eyes, and then they put them out in the wild, and the other animals interact with them and see how they actually behave around.
The other animals actually interact. They don't spot them for the frauds they are.
I would think they would be able to, like, oh, come on. Who are you fooling? Yeah. The Amazing Race tonight, 9 o'clock CBS. Teams race through Switzerland where racers bungee jump over 700 feet. Over the Verzaska Dam, not familiar with that. Talented Mr. Ripley, I hope I said that right. 9:45 on Flix West, Stephen Colbert, Adrian Brody, and Lady Ray, Rye, W-R-A-Y. Jimmy Kimmel tonight, Charlie Day. New Unnamed Soccer podcast out. Jordan and I spent some time talking about World Cup qualifiers. U.S. men's national team back in action tomorrow, just past 4 o'clock, ESPN2. In Columbus, Ohio, where it's going to be about 12 degrees. Then going to Canada, Ontario, where it's going to be about 10 degrees. And then just for good measure, February 2nd in Minneapolis, where it'll be about negative 30 degrees. Those are the next three World Cup qualifier destinations for the men's national team, hosting El Salvador in Canada, and then February 2nd against Honduras. Jordan and I talked about that. Also interviewed another podcast host, Two Balls and a Mic. Tony Sanchez was our guest today. So I hope you'll find time to check that out. Did we get to it all?
I think so. You didn't bring up Anthony Davis returning, and maybe the Lakers. Maybe this is the turning point for the Lakers. Clippers came back. Our Clippers came back from a historic 35-point deficit.
That was crazy. It has to be the worst loss in Wizards/Bullets history.
Yes.
Yeah, Lamont Butler was the answer to the question, if you were wondering. I love Lamont Butler. I loved him last year. Got a little bit overshadowed because they were, you know, the seniors, Mitchell and Shackle, and you understood it. But I did. I saw that. I was like, that could be the guy right there. That could be my Xavier Thames. That could be my DJ Gay. That could be the next in that lineage of great San Diego basketball players. Good head, good body, just good player. I like what I see from him. So was bummed out when he got hurt. But Lamont Butler, caller number 5, had that. They play tonight, 7:30 p.m. Pre-game show starts at 7 with John Schaefer. Right here on Extra 1360. Speaking of, when we come back, John and Jim with a preview. John and Jim.
Tickets at sdsockers.com.
Warning. Roger, ignition engaged. The countdown is on. 3, 2, 1.
Come on. It's time for The Fusion.
Yeah, you guys are awesome on the text line. 619, I prefer the crop dust scent, signed Marty. That's a good one for the air diffuser. 6760 number, Killer Burger in Your Hood, Swagoo Chop Shop. Haven't tried it yet. We ordered some meat from there, but we haven't actually eaten there. 619, gifts inspired by Marty. Darren, please let us know how the underarm COVID test works. Jim will remember that joke. 609 says, on an anniversary, no gifts, period, all capital letters. And then somebody else chiming in as a burger connoisseur, telling us that the Balboa Bar and Grill has the best burger. Okay.
I've eaten there before.
Would you say
really good.
That rates higher than Rockies? Does that rate higher than... People love Hodads.
Yeah, I like Hodads. Their burgers can be a little too big, though.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's
a lot going on there.
A lot of burger.
I would tell you there's a place called the Regal Beagle, Mission Hills. I think they've got an excellent burger.
Every day you guys are talking about movies,
burgers. Things that John loves.
I haven't had a burger.
Yeah, last time you had recently. A burger? Oh, you had a steak. That's right.
Oh, I did, yeah.
You had a burger one time here.
It was right. Vegan, though, I mean, right?
You could have an Impossible Burger.
Yeah,
you could have
that.
A Beyond Burger.
Yeah.
Those are wonderful.
Those are great.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, definitely.
I got him preparing for a conversation on Kogo tonight. We're interviewing San Diego State law professor Dan Eaton to talk about what's going on with the Supreme Court. You guys have any advice?
Just get the deal done and the lockout. Is the Supreme Court locked out? No, it's just baseball.
I don't think so.
Okay. I would just... Advice on what? On who should be the next justice?
Yeah.
I have no
advice.
Do
we need roads repaved? No?
No. Can you solve the Hall of Fame thing?
Yeah, you ask him that. Danny. Ask him that.
Why isn't Bonds in the Hall of Fame?
Can you figure it out? Can you explain the hypocrisy?
Could
if Barry Bonds was a nicer human being, would he be in the Hall of Fame?
That's what I said to John yesterday. I go, if Bonds was like the nicest guy to the media, always accommodating, always, you know, giving guys little stuff here and there.
Not according to Scott Miller.
Would he have been voted into the Hall of Fame?
I think he
only needed 37 more votes.
Scott said he covered Big Poppy in Minnesota, and he was a huge proponent of David Ortiz. He didn't vote for him because he had drawn a line.
He was in the minority.
He was.
He was in the minority, but
two-thirds of the voters voted for Bonds.
Right, but his reasoning, it didn't have to do with him being a good guy or not.
Other
people must have disagreed.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Otherwise,
definitely.
How would you explain what appears to be a level of hypocrisy?
I agree with that.
Because you
completely.
Got Verducci and voting for that. Ortiz.
And... He even said it appears to be like a level.
Yeah.
You know?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course, all of it is.
I agree with you completely.
37 votes. I think he could have gotten 37 votes if he was
a nice guy.
Super nice to the media. I really do. I really do.
I do too.
I think she would have gotten voted in a couple years ago.
Yeah.
If that was the case.
I just would love to know what it's like to be somebody who sits there with the ballot right in front of them. And I've got my pen.
You're shaking.
And I've got this ballot and I'm ready to go. And as I'm sitting, ink in hand, ready to check a box, right past Barry Bonds and go to like Jimmy Rollins.
And like Justin Morneau.
It was like I go right past
Scott
Bonds' name.
I gotta
greatest
get
player
to Rollins.
I've ever seen. And I check off one other box
Billy
for
Wagner.
Some other inferior player that I've seen.
Who else got votes?
You know, I go
Scott
right
Rowland.
Past and go to, you know, Jake P. I like any of them. And, you know, I'm just.
PV got no votes.
He did? Oh, that's a bummer.
0.0.
I mean, you can't
Cy
say.
Cy Young Award winner.
David Ortiz is a great left-handed hitter, but it's comical that there's another left-handed hitter that's like the greatest hitter ever.
Yeah.
They can't get in. It's ridiculous. They've got a credibility problem. I say maybe there's a court case that could make its way to the Supreme Court.
So we'll ask Dan
they could
Eaton
get
then.
These guys in.
There you go.
You know, why is it that 400 writers determine who goes in this museum anyway?
I don't know. That's the way the Hall of Fame wants it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
did
why.
You see, I don't know if you guys played it today, Stephen A. Smith and Mad Dog just yelling at each other?
No.
On First Take.
For 7 minutes?
For like 7 minutes, they were just yelling at each other.
Oh, those two, that's a Hall of Fame epic scream fest.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to play it today. Sound Bazooka. So get ready for that.
I wish
it
was 3 hours.
Supposed to play some sound. I forgot about it, Brent. My bad.
Stephen A. Smith. And Mad Dog Russo.
Yeah, that's a heavyweight
talking
fight.
About the Hall of Fame.
That is a heavyweight fight.
Yeah. In person, too. They're face to face. It's going to be fun.
No backing down in that group.
So you go to the Farmers
this
weekend?
Stay out of the way.
You go to the Farmers this weekend?
I'd like to.
I'm going.
It looks. You said it right. It looks so nice. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Wait, we live here. Oh, I forgot. We live. It's literally right down the road.
Yeah, you can play this course if you want.
It's about 15 minutes away.
And what a deal it is for residents. If you live in the city of San Diego,
John,
what a deal for residents.
I just bought 3 tickets last night for Saturday.
No, I mean playing the course.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying to go. But yeah, I don't play, but I'm going to go Saturday.
It's in Del Mar.
Yeah, I could
Walk.
Yeah, you could walk there.
I could.
Well, you're not a resident.
A resident of?
San Diego.
Del Mar's not San Diego.
It's the county. Aren't you guys your own city?
Put that on your questions for the Supreme Court. I really don't know. I'm saying
like I don't know that you can get a city card to play on city courses.
I really have no idea.
I can't anymore.
Okay.
I mean, I still have my old address on my old driver's license.
Gotcha.
I guess I could because I'm in South Park.
You do. You're a city resident.
Yeah, city. There we go.
So can I then play with you and you get the rate, or is that how it works?
I don't know.
I don't think that works.
Okay. Right. Well, I don't really play, so.
You don't play golf?
I'm not overly good. A little bit here and there. I'm not playing Tory.
Why not? You know, if you're going to play somewhere, why wouldn't you play there?
Yeah, I don't know.
First course, go big, right?
Again, like I said, if you're a city resident, it's really a deal. It's a very good deal.
Yeah, I've seen the prices before. It's like ridiculous in terms of how
affordable. For out-of-towners, it's up there.
Right. Hmm. Well, I'm pumped to go Saturday. I mean, the place is unbelievable, as we know. The weather has been gorgeous on the water. Hmm. It looks unbelievable on TV.
Yeah, it's perfect scenery.
I was there for the U.S. Open. I was there the first day of the U.S. Open. The sun came out for about an hour. That was it. For 4 days. That was the only time the sun was out. Remember that? For the 4 days this summer? It was marine layer.
Nice out.
No, it was marine layer all four days.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
This week has just been, you know, the exact opposite.
Hey, I have a question. What was the answer to the question? Does Nelson Cruz, does he want to be a Padre or not?
Yes, he does, Aaron. He tweeted out googly eyes emojis.
About what?
About a picture that was photoshopped of him in a Padres uniform.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Trevor Bauer 2.0.
Yep.
Exactly.
Bauer did all that sort of stuff too.
Hopefully just on field.
Yeah, please just, you know.
But someone photoshopped Hosmer's head off of Hosmer and put Cruz's head on Hosmer's body.
Okay. And that then is the conclusive proof.
And then Nelly Cruz replied to it with the eyes.
The googly eyes.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. So no, I don't think it's really conclusive.
I'm convinced.
I said, where do we put him in the lineup?
You had me.
Fourth or fifth.
Here's the thing though. I don't know that anybody knows this. Is this the way Bob Melvin chooses to run his designated hitter? That he just, you know, he'll have a guy who's just a big poppy-esque type of designated hitter. Or does he prefer to spread it around a little bit?
Well, I say with the A's, it's been spread around because they haven't invested in that position. They probably are using multiple guys for that position.
Mm-hmm. Certain guys have different philosophical approaches to how you use
that. Great point.
But if you have a guy who is specialty as DH.
Right, if you get David Ortiz, you go, I don't need to mix this
around.
Right.
You're not going to worry about that.
But that is a really good point. That is a good point. And shoot, you knew Preller was after Nelson Cruz last trade deadline, and he didn't even have a DH.
Right. You want to put him in first base?
And now that he's a free agent, it does make sense that they'd be heavily pursuing a Nelson Cruz. Now, does Cruz want to come? Well, you know he'd use the Google emoji or whatever.
You know who's hanging out with David Ortiz a couple nights ago?
Tatis.
Fernando Tatis Jr.
Where was that?
That was at a concert.
Maybe. So what are you saying? Does David Ortiz want to be a Padre? Googly eyes.
You never know.
Wrap-up show.
Yeah. We need all the topics we can get. Stupid lockouts going on.
I like it. Where were they? DR?
Yeah. I don't know what concert they were at, but if you saw Tatis there with David Ortiz, a couple other people, it's pretty nice.
Now, whose social media account are you stalking here, Jim?
Well, it was Tatis's, but then he reposted something from a girl that was with them.
And the story?
And a story.
And then, so I can't find this.
And so then I went to her story and then saw that she was with Tatis as well. But she was, looks like it was just a friend. But you never know.
You say she's just a friend.
Yeah, you know.
Tatis. Mitch Moreland last year, 81 games at DH for the A's.
Okay.
Was he on the team the whole season?
Your boy.
I don't know if he was. But in those 81 games, he had 227 with 10 homers.
Ugh.
So they didn't have an.
But that also could be a roster management thing, too.
But that means
hey, we're giving you this guy, and I'm Billy Bean, and this is the way we're going
to
use this.
True, but even with that being said, to your point, that means 81 other games, they had someone else at DH, you know?
Yeah. Unless Mitch Moreland was injured.
True, good point.
I didn't follow that closely.
Nor did I.
Aren't you supposed to wear a Mitch Moreland jersey? Do you own one of those?
I was a big fan during his time in San Diego, but he wasn't necessarily a big fan
only if
of the
he
Padres.
Did something against the Dodgers in the divisional round.
So you made an offer, but Moreland didn't hold up his end of the bargain.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
it was Moreland has to hit like a home run or something
in the postseason. Yeah, he doubled. I think.
Yeah, got close.
Yeah.
All right.
Not good enough.
All right, I got to go figure out if Kamala Harris is going to be a Supreme Court justice.
Well, good luck.